got lower at 8:30. So, are we ready to go? Yes. Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order, April 11th, 2023, Commission Plenary Session. Welcome, commissioners, staff, and members of the public to the April 11th, 2023 web-based and teleconference virtual plenary session of the Florida Building Commission. The primary focus of the April meeting is to consider regular procedural issues, updates, briefings, and reports, and to decide on funding for proposed research projects for fiscal year 2023-2024. As always, we will provide an opportunity for public comment on each of the Commission's substantive discussion topics. If you want to comment on a specific substantive Commission agenda item, please wait until the facilitator invites members of the public to speak at the appropriate times throughout the meeting. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Public input is welcome, but should be offered before the Commission begins discussion or there is a formal motion on the floor. Jeff, please conduct roll call and go over the procedures for webinar conference.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome, everybody. So the first thing is that folks who are calling in could put yourselves on mute but not hold. It would help with some background noise. So if everybody would do that, that would help a lot. Okay, so be aware of background noise that gets amplified through technology. Keep your device on mute. If you're on a phone, do not put yourself on hold. Please wait to speak until opportunities are provided, which will be provided at the appropriate times. I'll stack names, make sure everybody gets a chance to speak. Public comment will be provided at appropriate opportunities. And commissioners, please state your name each time that you're making and stating motions and each time you speak, and all participants should do that as well as we go through the meeting so that they can be tracked since we're in a virtual setting here. That, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and conduct the roll call. Chairman Schock.
Here.
Commissioner Batts.
Here.
Commissioner Boyer.
Good morning, Jeff. Here.
Good morning, Michael. Commissioner Brown. Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Gross.
I'm here, Jeff.
Great, Jeff. Welcome. Commissioner Hirschberger.
Here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Ron. Commissioner John.
Here.
All right. Commissioner Langeal.
I'm here.
Very good. Commissioner Marker.
Here. Good morning.
Good morning, Gray. Commissioner Morrell?
Here.
Very good. Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Very good. Commissioner Schilling?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred. Commissioner Swope?
Here.
Brian, you said here, yes? Yes, I see. Yes, very good. All right, Commissioner Tolbert?
Here.
And Commissioner Wilcox?
I'm here.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, we have 16 of 16 members present constituting a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. Also, do you want to mention who's here from the staff?
Sure. We have Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans, Jim Hammers, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel, representing our DBPR staff today.
Thank you. Next, we'll review the agenda and approve the agenda. Jeff, will you review the agenda for the April meeting, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The first is to approve the agenda and the minutes from our last commission meeting, to consider and decide on any chair issues, any executive director issues, to approve the updated work plan for the 8th edition Florida Building Code, to consider and decide on product approval fee waivers, to consider and decide on fiscal year 2023-24 research projects, proposed research projects, and to consider this item request for partnerships or energy code compliance research projects, and then to decide on product approval and entity approvals and advanced course approvals, accessibility waiver applications, get a legal report briefing, and then decide and approve the various committees, work groups, and tax reports. Hear any general public comment, Mr. Chairman. That is, and our next meeting is any issues for our next meeting, June 20th, which would be also web-based.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion to approve the April 11th, 2023 agenda as presented?
So moved, Brian.
Schilling, second.
Brian Schilling, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to approval of the March 14th, 2023 meeting minutes and the facilitator summary report. Are there any corrections or additions to the posted March 14th, 2023 meeting minutes and or the facilitator summary report that were posted electronically in advance of the meeting? If not, is there a motion to approve the March 14th, 2023 meeting minutes and facilitator summary report as presented?
Move approval, Bray.
Brown, second.
Bray Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. Next, under the chair of discussion issues and recommendations on the energy tax, I'm appointing Tony Morgan to the energy tax to replace Kelly Smith Burke, who rolled off the tax. Thanks to Tony for agreeing to serve and to Kelly for her service. The citizens of Florida. Commission milestone updates. As a reminder, the updated commission milestone document is linked to this month's Florida Building Commission agenda on the BCIS. Next, we'll have executive director announcements and discussions. Tom Campbell will provide the commission with relevant updates. Tom?
Hey, good morning. So, just wanted to give you an update on some of the bills that are impacting the commission. The session's about halfway done now, and most of the bills we discussed at our last meeting are still continuing to undergo changes through the parliament, through the process. Senate Bill 154, which is one of them that deal with the inspection or the milestone inspections of condos, has made it all the way through all of the committees in the Senate and is set to go out onto the floor. It's already had quite a few amendments attached to it, so it's still going to go, even once it gets out of the Senate, it's going to undergo some changes probably and end up probably there as well, but the assignments for the commission are the same as the last time you saw them. House Bill 1395 is the counterpart in the House, and that bill is now in its last committee stop in the House. It contains the same assignment, as it did the last time we talked about it. Does anybody have any questions about those two bills? Okay, House Bill 7 and 799, we touched on it briefly at our last meeting, but it's undergone a change. And Jim, instead of having the matrix up, could you go back to the agenda itself and just click on the bill? And we're going to scroll down towards the bottom of that bill. And while we have not been given the direct assignment, it does require our involvement, our adjustment. It makes an appropriation to the Office of Insurance Regulation to competitively procure win-loss in a mitigation study. They are to consult with us on that procurement and the comment and the contents of the procurement of the procurement. There were similar studies done back in the early 2000, I think it was 2006 and 2008. And so this is kind of continuing on with that work based on the hurricanes that have occurred since 2018. They'll be looking at conducting a wind-loss mitigation study to evaluate the windstorm loss relativities for construction features, including but not limited to those that enhance roof strength, roof covering performance, roof-to-wall strength, wall-to-floor-to-foundation strength, opening protection and window door, and skylight strength. And the hope is that they'll be able to identify some things that will give folks some breaks on the cost of their insurance. And it contemplates that there could be a portion of the funds appropriated to contracts separately with building code experts in order to implement the act and adopt rules. So it looks like whatever is found through the research project, they will be looking to have those findings then implemented into the code or into statement or into statute. So this is definitely something that we'll be involved in if it were to pass. Does anybody have any questions about the new assignment and House Bill 799? All right. And then SB 1018, it contains the same assignment related to including free board requirements into the code. This similar language has shown up in the next bill on your chart in House Bill 671, but it leaves out the assignment to the commission. So it'll be interesting to watch to see how this evolves, if we're going to have the assignment, if we're going to have the assignment or not. But it's just something to continue to watch. Does anybody have any questions about Senate Bill 1018 or House Bill 671? All right, Senate Bill 1068. Is dealing with drones and drone ports and drone delivery systems. This bill is now its third committee substitute. It's undergone quite a few tweaks, especially to the definition of what a drone port is, and it seems like it's going to continue to undergo work, but the main assignment to the commission is the same, that if the bill is adopted and passes and is signed by the governor, then drone ports will be exempted from the requirements of the building code. And there's also a House counterpart to this bill that's pretty far along in the House as well, and it's pretty much the same except for a few words that are different, but it does seem like they're trying to conform the two bills together. And does anybody have any questions about the drone port bills? All right. And Senate Bill 1282 is pretty much the same as the last time you saw as soon as we can. And anybody have any questions about Senate Bill 1282? All right. And then last on the list is Senate Bill 408. And there's a House counterpart to this bill, too. It creates streamlined requirements for certain types of fire sprinklers that these systems are permitting requirements. Both are very long, far along in the process. We have some corresponding changes that are already in the code, so if these bills are to pass and to be signed, we'll need to add some of these requirements into the code as well to conform the current content of the code to what the bill says. Anybody have any questions about the sprinkler bills? All right. That's all I have in regards to that. You can see the future commission meetings on there as well. We are tentatively set to have the October meeting in Furman in Ferguson, and it'll be our goal to have some of the legislative assignments completed and ready for your review at that meeting so that we can have those discussions in person. If some of the assignments or at least the due dates for the assignments are to change, then we will tweak that date in the fall as we need to. Does anybody have any questions about the upcoming meetings? All right, back to you then, Chairman Schott.
Thank you, Tom. Next, we'll move along to the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Work Plan Update. Mamadani will now provide a review of the updated work plan and schedule for development of the 2023 Code Update Process, 8th edition 2023. Mo?
Hey, good morning. This is Mamadani. Hey, Jim, can you share the screen if possible? Right. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
All right. This is the, you know, the 8th edition 2023 FBC update work plan. This has been going on, as you know, since 2019. So we are mainly at the end of the process. If you scrolling down, all these tasks have been completed. It's been like almost three years in the work. So where we are at this point is we're going through rulemaking, mainly to adopt the code through Chapter 120 procedure, which mainly required that we hold workshops and public hearing if necessary, and then file the code with the Department of State so that we'll go into effect as planned. So we, as you know, last March, March 14, we held a workshop. It was a one-day workshop in which where you reviewed comments submitted for the 2023 update. The outcome of the workshop and what has been approved is now available from our website as a supplement. The supplement mainly consists of all the approved comments by the commission, and also those comments as approved by the commission has been sent to ICC to integrate those into the 2023 FBC update. Last meeting, you have asked that we hold another workshop. Mainly, the purpose of this workshop is limited in scope to consider the adoption of the latest edition of ICC 500 and ICC 600 for inclusion in the 2023. ICC 500 is the shelter standard, and ICC 600 is a deemed to comply standard with limited scope. The plan, you know, at this point, is to hold the workshop May 10th, 2023. We are still in the process of surveying members. In terms of the tax, so far we have a quorum for all the tax to meet in the afternoon, early afternoon, and then for the committee, the plan is for the commission to meet soon after that. The plan is to have the commission meet at 2:30. So with regard to the commission, we're still trying to establish a quorum. So please, if you have not responded to the survey as a commissioner, please do as soon as possible. That will help mainly notice the meeting in a timely manner, et cetera. So that's where, after the work, as you see, May 10th, whatever comes out of this workshop will be also integrated into the 2023 draft. The work so far in putting together the integrated for the building code 8th edition is still on target, and I know we're shooting for May 22nd. There's a possibility that it could happen late May, could happen mid June. So we're still working with ICC. We're still working with ICC to get the draft put together. So far we have reviewed the first draft, and we are into reviewing the second draft of the code. In terms of the target date for the effective date, I think so far everything is moving as planned, so I don't see anything that will prevent the code from going into effect December 31st, 2023. That's really what I have for the work plan. Any questions?
Hi, Dave.
Arlene, sorry. This is a commission discussion item at this point. Do any commissioners have any questions? Okay, well then, I guess in that case, we'll ask if there's any public comment on it before the commission votes. Arlene, do you want to make a question or comment? Go ahead.
May 10th, is that online or in person?
That will be online. All the meetings, including the commission, will be a conference call webinar.
Thank you.
Well, is there any other public comment before we go back to the commission for action? All right, Mr. Chairman, back to the commission.
Thank you, Jeff. Commissioners, if there is no further discussion, is there a motion to approve the updated work plan and schedule for development of the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code?
Schiffer moves.
Schilling second.
Schiffer, Schilling. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the product approval fee waiver pursuant to Rule 61G20-3.007, Florida Administrative Code. Rule 61G20-3.007 of the Florida Administrative Code, product approval by the Commission, provides that the Commission may, for a duration of time, waive the fees prescribed in the rule upon a finding that such waiver will not have an adverse impact to the Commission's ability to process applications. With the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code becoming effective on December 31st, 2023, manufacturers are required to affirm that their existing product approvals comply with the new edition of the standards adopted by the code. Staff is recommending that product approval applications fees be waived for all submittals demonstrating compliance with the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code, including those for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code from July 1st, 2023 to December 30th, 2023. Jeff will facilitate Commissioner questions, public comment, and Commission discussion, and any action. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, do you have any clarifying questions on the agenda item regarding waiving park approval fees?
Yes, good morning. This is Marrero. I would like to know what will be the budget impact to the commission by waiving this fee.
Mo or Tom?
Tom and Donnie, we have done this last time when we updated the 2020 FBC. This is mainly, I'm not aware of any impact on the budget to the commission. This waiver has been very effective in enticing users and manufacturers to mainly update their applications for compliance with the new code before the code goes into effect December 31st, 2023. But there's no impact. I'm not aware of any impact. We have done that before, and we did not see any impact.
Tom,
the only thing I was going to add is the commission, we carry a significant surplus from year to year, especially over the last about 7 years. And so this waiver, will not have an impact on any of the commission operational requirements.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Yep.
Thanks, Ace. Any other commissioners have any questions? All right. Is there anybody from the public who would like to comment? All right. Then we'll come back to the commission. Is there any discussion? If not, Mr. Chairman, we'll go for you for a motion.
Okay. If there's no further discussion, is there a motion that product approval application fees be waived? For all submittals.
The item. First figure, second.
All right.
Hold on, folks. The chair didn't finish reading the motion, so.
The motion that the product application fee be waived for all submittals demonstrating compliance with the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code, including those for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code from July 1st. 2023 to December 30th, 2023. Now, if there's a motion and a second.
Hershberger move.
Marrero second.
Hershberger, and who was the second?
Marrero.
Okay. Motion was made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to approval of proposed research project for fiscal year 2023-2024. The commission has been funding hurricane research based on legislatively approved spending authority since the formation of the commission's Hurricane Research Advisory Committee in January of 2025. Or 2005. In August of 2013, the commission voted to expand the funding of research projects to topics beyond the scope of hurricane research, resistance research, and to fund research into other code-related topical areas. And then in April of 2019, and ever since, the commission has decided to limit funding to hurricane resistance research as a result of the frequency and intensity of recent hurricanes. The Hurricane Research Advisory Committee reviewed research projects proposals during the March 23rd, 2023 meeting, and based on DPPR staff recommendations to primarily fund projects needed for implementation of the 8th edition 2023 and development of the 9th edition 2026 voted unanimously to recommend that the Commission approve funding the research projects for fiscal year 2023-2024 as recommended by DPPR staff as required for implementation of the 8th edition 2023 development of the 9th edition 2026 survey of the buildings damaged by Category 3 hurricanes, fact sheets on types of roof covering, underlayment, repairs versus replacement, and mitigation requirements, best practices recommendations for roof edge details and corrosion resistance, and impact of the ASCE 722 tornado design requirements on buildings in Florida. Mo will answer any questions regarding the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee's recommendations for the funding of research projects 2023-2024. Any questions, commissioners? Jeff will facilitate commissioner questions, public comment, and commissioner discussion. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we didn't have any commissioner questions, is there any public comment before we go for the commission for decision?
This is Arlene Stewart, Energy Code Circuit Rider for Florida, and I would urge your approval on all of the Energy Code proposals. I think these are extremely important, not just for the commission, but economically for the building this industry when it comes to tapping into the federal rebates and actions for both the Infrastructure Act as well as the Inflation Reduction Act. So I urge your approval.
Okay. Any additional public comment? Okay, commissioners, I think we've heard from the public and from the chairman laid it out from the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee and staff's recommendation for approving this. I'll turn it to you, Mr. Chairman, for a motion.
Okay, if there is no further discussion, commissioners, is there a motion to approve funding the research projects for fiscal year 2023-2024 based on the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee's recommendations to fund the research projects for fiscal year 2023-2024 as recommended by DPPR staff as required for implementation of the 8th edition 2023 development of the 9th edition 2026 survey of building damage by Category 3 hurricane fact sheets on types of roof covering, underlayment, repairs and replacement, and mitigation requirements, best practices, recommendations for roof edge details and corrosion resistance, and impact of the ASCE 722 tornado design requirements on buildings in Florida, and to charge DPPR staff with contracting, administering, and overseeing the research and negotiating.
Just that parking area in the back of the
as appropriate.
So I want to say that the parking.
Hold on, somebody, could you mute that person, please?
I'm working on it.
Thank you. Sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
At scoping and funding levels as appropriate. If there's a motion in a second.
Brown moves approval.
Schilling second.
Brown, Schilling. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to partnership request for energy code compliance research projects. The commission reviewed requests for partnership support from UCF and FSEC and Carmen Consulting for two research projects proposals seeking Department of Energy DOE funding and they are modernizing the building energy code compliance. The energy TAC met on April 4th, 2023, and is recommending the commission partner with UCF and FSEC by actively assisting FSEC with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for the DE-FOA-0002813, modernizing building energy code compliance proposals for funding by DOE. For this project, the commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance from inception to completion through the energy TAC, including ensuring the project is technically sound and feasible, and provide guidance and assistance with the implementations of any necessary pilot projects. The second one is automation of performance-based compliance quality control and reporting, and this was for Cartman Consulting in conjunction with UCF and FSEC. The energy TAC met on April 4th, 2023, and is recommending that commission partner with Cartman Consulting as well as UCF and FSEC to actively assisting Cartman Consulting and UCF with automation of performance-based compliance quality control and reporting projects for DE-FOA-0002813, automation of performance-based compliance quality control and reporting proposal for funding by DOE. This project, the commission's role would be to provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance through the energy TAC, including ensuring that the project is technically feasible, sound and feasible, and provides a guidance for the implementation of any pilot projects, programs, or new energy code compliance software certification requirements. Jeff will facilitate commission questions or public comments and commission discussion. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, do you have any questions on the request and the role of the commission and the energy TAC regarding the two requests for commission support partnership? Okay. Is there any public comment?
Arlene again.
Sure, go ahead. This is
Arlene Stewart, Energy Code Circuit Writer for the State of Florida. I think that the FSEC proposal is groundbreaking when it comes to national, not just Florida, but national implementation of energy code compliance. I had a couple of concerns about the timing of this request. I wish that they had brought it up to you last meeting. I also had concerns about, I think that their repository should live at the Florida Building Commission in much the same way as the product approval system is, but the first thing we have to do is really, get the BLASTA thing built. And I would argue that, having the commission support is integral to getting this award. And it's integral in making sure that, it's appropriate for Florida. I've had a chance to talk to Swami, and, I told him as much. There's more wonderful things about this than not. The not is simply a timing quirk. So I think it's important for the Florida Building Commission to be involved. The Cartman I'm less familiar with. I feel better about knowing that the information that they're developing will be sent out to other, to all of the software manufacturers, and we have the potential to recruit and attract the other software manufacturers that other states use for energy code compliance, and it has the potential also to lift some of the burden from the building departments, and we know how much building departments are facing these days, especially with everything coming on with, you know, SB 4D and such. So I think that the building commission's involvement will be essential to make sure that these are accurate. So as we move forward, I think we really need to think about what the commission's input will be. And I just want to make sure that that's on record.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. I was going to say you've got about 10 seconds, so. All right. Great. Okay. Any additional public comment? All right. Well, let's come back to the commission for any discussion, or if not, then, Mr. Chairman, you could read each of the motions. Does any commissioner have any comments they want to make before the chair puts the two motions out? All right. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. We'll have a motion for each of the two projects. First motion will be, if there's no further discussion, is there a motion to partner with UCF and FSEC to actively assisting FSEC with establishing a central repository for electronic energy code compliance files for the DEFOA 0002813 modernization of building energy code compliance proposal for funding by the Department of Energy. The commission will provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance from inception to completion through the energy TAC, including ensuring the project is technically sound and feasible, and provide guidance and assistance with the implementation of any necessary pilot projects. And that is the motion for the first project. Is there a motion to agree with that and second it?
This is David John. I make a motion to approve.
Brown seconds.
John and Brown, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. The next one is the motion to partner with Cartman Consulting and UCF FSEC for actively assisting Cartman Consulting and UCF with automation of performance-based compliance, quality control, and reporting projects for the DEFOA 0002813 automation of performance-based compliance, quality control, and reporting proposal for funding with the Department of Energy's DOE. The commission will provide support by serving as a forum for discussion and input and provide guidance through the energy TAC, including ensuring that the project is technically sound and feasible, and provides guidance for the implementation of any pilot programs or new energy code compliance software certification requirements. Is there a motion and a second?
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Chilling. Second.
Motion was made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we can move on to consideration of applications and project approval and entity approvals. Commissioner Hershberger will present the consent agenda of entities recommended for approval and the consent agenda for project recommendations for approval. Commissioner Helzberg.
Thanks, Chairman Schock. We have 31 entities applied. The product approval POC is recommending approval of the consent agenda of entities recommended for approval, and I move that approval.
Thompson, second. Motion is made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Jeff will present the product approval applications with comments. It doesn't appear that there are any, Jeff.
Two, Mr. Chairman. So the first is the POC has recommended conditional approval for FL41856 to allow the applicant to revise the note underneath the rating box to limit the qualified size to 1.5 times the tested size. Commissioner Hershberger?
The product approval POC recommends approval of that. I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second. But I thought it was conditional approval.
It's conditional approval, you're right.
Okay. I second conditional approval.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Rod?
The next one is FL31650. It's also for conditional approval to allow the applicant to upload the revised installation instructions for pressure chart 6.0 on page 21 to match the evaluation report. Commissioner Hershberger.
Yeah, the product approval of POC is recommending conditional approval, and I move the approval.
Compton, second.
Commissioner Compton, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we can move on to consideration of applications for creditor and course approvals. Commissioner Beret will now present the educational POC recommendations regarding applications for creditor and course approval.
Good morning, Chairman Schock. Thank you. The education POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications. The education POC reviewed two advanced accredited courses. The education POC is recommending approval of course number 1124.0, and I move approval of this course.
Schiffer, second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And then the second item, the education POC is recommending conditional approval of course number 1125.0. The course needs to come into compliance with the requirements of rule 61G20-6.002 as detailed in the administrator's course review summary before it can be approved. I move conditional approval of this course.
Schiffer will second.
Motion was made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to the accessibility waiver applications. The commission will now consider this month's request for accessibility waivers. Justin Vogel will serve as legal counsel and present the Accessibility Advisory Council recommendations. Justin, please present the council recommendations regarding waivers request in turn, starting with waiver number 614.
Good morning, commissioners. For this waiver, the project is the alteration of an historic building. The project progress is currently in plan review. The issue is vertical accessibility to all levels of the structure. The architect for the project states that it would be technically infeasible to install an elevator or a lift on the exterior of the building due to there being insufficient space on the lot, and that doing so would negatively impact historically significant features of the building. A letter from the Department of State was provided confirming the historic nature of the structure and stating that providing vertical accessibility would have a negative impact on it. The Accessibility Advisory Council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted due to the historic nature of the structure.
Thank you, Justin. Is the applicant here? Wish to say anything? No? Any public comment? Okay, we'll come back to the commission for action. You've heard the recommendations of the council was to grant on grounds of the historic nature of the property. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Schilling will second.
Schiffer, Schilling, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Justin?
The next waiver is waiver 612, Island Coconut Grove Building. This project is an alteration to an existing building. The project is currently under construction. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project construction cost is $356,723. The compliance estimate plus the amount that's being spent on accessible features totals $188,165, which represents 53% of the total cost of construction. Accordingly, the council voted to recommend that this waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship.
Is the applicant here wish to say anything?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Jeff, members of the commission. My name is Robert Fine. Offices at 333 Southeast 2nd Avenue, Miami, here today representing Island Coconut Grove, LLC, and its request for a waiver of the requirement to provide vertical accessibility to the second floor of the Island Coconut Grove building, as set forth in Section 553.509 of the Florida statutes. The building that is the subject of this request is a small two-story, single business occupant office building located in Coconut Grove. Property appraiser's website shows a combined square feet of the two stories as being 2,175 square feet. So we are talking about a very small building here. The scope of work includes alterations to make the building better suited for the intended occupant, including providing accessible toilet facilities on the first and second floors. As an initial matter, the commission may not grant a waiver that would result in the building becoming non-compliant with the ADA. As already mentioned, the building is less than three stories and less than 3,000 square feet per story. Also, it doesn't contain a shopping center, transportation depot, or healthcare providers, and therefore, it complies with the ADA even if the waiver is granted. The hardship basis for the waiver request is undue financial hardship. The Florida statutes provide that if the applicant demonstrates economic hardship that essentially matches up with that in the ADA regulations, a waiver shall be granted. To save time, as discussed in the staff analysis, the qualified costs over the past 3 years, $356,000 and change, and the accessibility improvements, including vertical accessibility, would total up to $188,000 or 53%. Accordingly, the cost to provide vertical accessibility well exceeds the threshold for undue economic hardship. Because the project meets the threshold for undue financial burden to provide vertical accessibility, and the waiver will not result in the building becoming non-compliant with the ADA, Island Coconut Grove respectfully requests that the commissioner grant the waiver. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fine. Any other comment? Any public comment? Okay, we'll go back to the commission for action. You've heard the recommendation. You've heard the recommendation.
The chair.
Yes.
Sorry, this is Ace Marrero. This is within my jurisdiction. I just want to make sure that I need to perhaps excuse myself from this vote. Just want to get some legal opinion on this before any
other. I'm happy to weigh in. Commissioner Marrero, there's no need for you to excuse yourself. You don't have any personal, financial involvement or anything. As far as I'm aware, it's perfectly fine for you to vote on this matter.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for that clarification. So you've heard the recommendations of the council was to grant on grounds of economic hardship. Is there a motion and a second?
Schiffer will move council's recommendation.
Schilling, second.
Schiffer, Schilling, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day, Commissioner.
Yes, nice to see you, hear from you again.
Likewise.
Next, we'll move on to a legal report. Justin will report on relevant legal matters of interest to the commission. Justin?
Good morning. There's nothing to report. The only thing that's really outstanding is the binding interpretation 243 appeal, and I haven't heard anything from the parties in that case, and so we're still in a holding pattern with respect to that. And other than that, there are no legal issues to discuss.
Thank you, Justin. With that, we'll move on to the committee reports and recommendations. Committee chairs, please confine your TAC and POC reports to a brief summary of key issues and recommendations, emphasizing any issues requiring an action from the commission. Please frame any needed commission actions in the form of a motion. Acceptance of a committee report does not approve any recommendations contained within the report, and specific recommendations to the commission for actions must be considered by a separate motion. There's no need to read the TAC or POC minutes since the complete minutes are linked to the commission's agenda for approval today and will also be linked to the committee's subsequent meeting agendas for approval by the respective committees. Jeff will facilitate any discussion or recommendations for commission actions by the committees. And with that, we will start off with the educational POC. Commissioner Beret will now present the education POC report.
Thank you, Chairman Chuck. The education POC met on March 31st, 2023, and provided the commission with recommendations on advanced code course approvals, all of which have been acted on by the commission earlier today. I move acceptance of this report.
John, second.
John seconded the motion. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Beret. Next, we'll move on to the energy TAC. Mo Madani will now present the energy TAC report.
Good morning. This is Mo Madani. The energy TAC met April 4th at 10 a.m., and mainly the subject was to mainly take up the request for partnership support, and which you already have heard was part of the agenda for the commission, and that's it. That's the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mel. Is there a motion and a second to accept that report?
I make the motion to accept. This is David. John?
Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
John Schiffer, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the Hurricane Research Advisory Committee report. Jeff Blair will present that report. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The committee met on March 23rd. They accepted three interim and draft research project reports, and they recommended the commission fund the research projects for fiscal year 22-23, as recommended by staff and as you just approved earlier today. That's the report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jeff. Is there a motion and a second to approve that report?
Schiffer will move it.
Second. Brown.
Schiffer Brown. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks. Thank you. We'll move on to product approval, POC. Commissioner Hershberger will now present the product approval POC report.
Thank you, Chairman Schock. And with your permission, I'd like to go back. We approved the entities and we approved the conditional products, but we did not do the consent agenda of 138 products recommended for approval. So I'd like to move that before I do my report.
Right, second.
Motion was made and seconded to approve the consent agenda outside of the product approval report. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? motion carries. Thank you for picking that up, Commissioner.
Thank you. Now I can do my report. The product approval POC met on March 30th and provided the commission with recommendations on entity and product approvals, all of which have been acted on by the commission earlier, and I move acceptance of this report.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded to accept the report. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Next, we'll have commissioner members' comments and issues. Are there any commissioners who wish to make a comment or identify any issues for discussion or clarification for the next commission meeting? Okay.
Through the chair, this is Marrero. I don't know if this is the right opportunity to, or should I do this through an email directly to you? I know we had this discussion last month, but I would like to put in my name for consideration for multiple TAC committees appointments, so that I can get a little bit more involved in the processes going forward.
Mr. Marrero, you can just send in the email to me and Mo with what you're interested in, and then we'll work on getting you on and tack, okay?
Directed to you and Mo. Consider it done. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other commissioners? All right. Next, we'll move on to public comment. The commission welcomes public comment on its actions and any other topic under the commission's purview or authority. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to speak, please identify your name when Jeff asks, and he will stack a list of names for public comments. Jeff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does anybody from the public wish to comment at this time?
This is Arlene Stewart.
Go ahead, Arlene.
Thank you very much. Again, Arlene Stewart, Energy Code Circuit Rider. And this comment primarily comes out of some recent research that I'm doing, in addition to the research projects that you approved today. Looking at the National Energy Code for 2021 and going forward, there has been quite a lot of discussion about electric vehicles. And it's not something necessarily that our energy tech has thought belongs in the code. However, my recent research indicates that I think that the Building Commission really needs to look at this as a cross-reference and a potential appendix. The reason I brought this up is my recent research has turned up that Buick, Honda, Kia, Volkswagen, and Volvo have committed to having all electric fleets by 2035, which is only 12 short years. And to my knowledge, we have not really looked at all at what the Department of Transportation has been relating to the legislature about the electric vehicle infrastructure. And we've had no cross-reference at all that I know of with those recommendations, which certainly have a timeline when it comes to electric vehicle charging in buildings. And I could see, you know, energy code aside, there are potential conflicts or considerations with the electrical code, with the building code, with the accessibility code, as well as fuel gas. That's a lot of codes. And if nobody's really taking a look at how all of this fits together, I'm afraid that we're going to wind up with, on a local level, with a lot of different people with conflicts, which is, you know, what the Uniform Code has been tasked to avoid. So I hope that the commission will consider this. Maybe it requires some research on this part of staff to look at what other departments are recommending to the legislature, to really find out if we need to be involved in this. And please note, this is not necessarily a recommendation to incorporate it in the Energy Code, but there are requirements that are coming in other codes that may already exist. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any additional public comment?
Linda Pratt, University of Florida Building Department.
Okay, go ahead, Linda. You've got your 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just had a question dealing with the commercial pool changes and the residential pool changes in the proposed eighth edition. 454.2 modified some of the standards. Is this being reflected in the residential code section on pools?
Okay. It's probably a question that would best be sent to Mo for discussion, but no, I think the answer is pretty
easy. No, I think... this is Mo Madani. Linda, just give me a call and I'll see how I can help you. No problem.
Okay. I just wanted to check and make sure that standards and any modifications are being transferred into the residential code book.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? All right. Mr. Chairman, I think it's back to you to close this out.
All right, thank you, Jeff. The next commission meetings, the June 20th, 2023 meeting will focus on the commission's regular procedural and substantive issues and a rule adoption hearing for Rule 61G20-1.001 on the commission's draft 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code. That the June meeting will be conducted as a web-based and teleconference virtual meeting. Please remember to complete all your meeting evaluation forms and return them electronically to Jeff Blair by noon tomorrow. And I'm sure he would thank you for that. Any further discussion, any last minute discussions? Hearing none, if there's no further business, we can stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good job.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
This conference is no longer being recorded.